Boston, Pennsylvania. This is Wombology. You're listening to Adam Bramson, host of the show, with Brian Lanino, co-host of the show. Welcome, Brian.
Hey, guys. Very very excited to be here. My first time on live radio, so...
Don't swear.
Don't swear. That's the one thing I've been told, so I have to throw out about...
Did you bring a notebook?
Yeah, I brought a lot of content, but I forgot that I couldn't swear, so...
Yeah. A lot of that content's just out the window now.
I'm going to be just kind of going... on the fly, I'm just going to send it here, so.
Just sending it, full send. It's really warm. Full send. Here. It's so hot in this room, dude. Yeah, I think I'm going to take off like a layer or something. Yeah. We are missing one of our other hosts, Will Murdoch. He had some other obligation. We don't know. He's not as dedicated as us. That's fine. We're going to start you guys off with a little music. It's Mr. Blue Sky. By Electric Light Orchestra. Yeah, you like that song, right?
Yeah.
It's good. You know, it's funny. Did I tell you last time we played, we introduced music and then played a song that wasn't the music?
Yeah.
So yeah.
We're just kind of getting the hang of this right now.
We're just really getting the hang of this right now. Yeah. We're figuring it out, though. And we're back. Yeah, I can hear you well now. Okay, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Wombology with Adam Bramson and...
That's Brian Lindino.
Yeah, you say your name there. Having a little technological difficulties at the beginning, but we're fine. The music's working.
We can hear each other, so that's good. I don't know if anyone's listening, but if you are, I hope you can hear us.
We have approximately probably three people listening right now.
Shout out, you guys.
Shout out Hope Gernert. I know she's listening.
Maybe Dahlia.
Maybe Dahlia.
She might have.
You guys are on that level.
She might have forgotten.
Ooh.
I think Drew Jansen's listening. He probably might not have been able to figure out how to get on the website.
Yes. Is he dense?
He's not. He doesn't really find a lot of things funny, so.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, but he's a, you know, good guy. Shout out, Drew. Thanks for listening, if you're listening.
Shout out, Drew. Thanks for listening, if you're listening. Brian, this is your first time on air. Why don't you introduce yourself to the millions of people listening worldwide?
Yeah, so really excited to be here. A little about me. I brought pizza for me and Adam tonight that we're going to eat. That's probably about all I have to say about that.
That's all you have to say tonight. That's all you have to say about yourself.
I think, yeah, I'm probably going to take my headphones off and just watch for a little bit.
So. You're just going to watch me talk to everybody.
All three of you guys that are here.
I'm not going to lie. Based on co-host ability so far, you're really letting me down, Lenino.
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of adjusting. Honestly, it's the headphones. And I think it's just, it's really hot in here for me.
You are sweating. I see the beads of sweat dropping from your forehead as we speak.
I tend to run very warm. So being in a basement next to the furnace is not the best place for me for my performance.
So you'd rather do this in a freezer?
Probably would be a little better.
Well,
I'll adjust though.
That's not possible. We could figure out. There are fans in here. Look, fan right there.
Oh, yeah. Let me get.
There's one fan, I guess. You can turn that on. Brian's adjusting the fan right now. I can tell Brian, you know, it's his first time on live radio. He's really adjusting to life without curse words. He can't swear or else it's a $10,000 fine. That's not a joke. And he's just adjusting to being on air, being available for people's ears. And, you know, it's fine. We're going to get through this together. He brought pizza. We're going to have a fun time. We're going to answer some questions that people sent in. People actually sent in questions to be answered live on the radio.
Shout out you guys. Thanks for the questions. Really excited.
I honestly haven't checked most of them. I put a poll on my Instagram account. Okay. Well, not a poll, like a question, like a question survey. Answer. What are those called? The survey things. A question and answer thing on my Instagram, and I just let people ask questions. And we're going to read some of them live. We're going to answer them. We're going to see what's up with the people of Lafayette College. And we've got pizza here. Actually, you only brought two slices. Yeah, it's not even a full pizza box. Brian literally brought a cutout piece of cardboard with two slices of pizza on it.
And I spilled half my water on them. Just
like, you spilled water on the pizza.
If you can see. Like,
is it soggy pizza?
That's bad radio. For the people that are listening at home, the cardboard is pretty soaked. The pizza's good, though. I had one. The other one was going to be for Will, but shout out Will if you're listening.
Shout out Will. He's not here.
A little update on the fan.
Wait, so you're telling me that you brought two slices of pizza. One was for you.
No.
One was for you, and the other was for Will, and you didn't bring anything for me except the soggy piece of cardboard. Please, that's what you're saying.
I kind of forgot, yeah.
You kind of forgot, yeah. Forgot that I was, you know, one of the other hosts of the whole radio station. No, that's cool. That's cool.
So,
how's the fan working?
A little update on the fan. It's vibrating, and it's spinning, but...
Nothing's not coming out. Fast. There's no cold air coming out. Oh, we got the fan going. Brian, the people listening at home.
Ooh, sorry for that.
Are guaranteed let down by this content right now.
All right, I'm feeling a lot better now.
Brian came in with a journal. He came in hot. He came in with a load of content ready to spew on the radio. And he's not delivering right now. So, Brian, let me hear what you wrote down. Let me hear some words. Let me hear some wisdom.
Okay, so this is my... Academic Writing 101 notebook. So for those at home that don't know what an ethos is, it would be your credibility in writing. The three words that would make writing good are strong, specific, and relevant writing. That was some of the stuff I brought in.
Thank you. Keep going.
Let's see. Another one.
So you really prepared nothing. You brought in a school notebook with notes for your class.
I have a little note here.
What's the note say? The note says ball is life, which couldn't be more accurate.
Let's see what else I got.
Thank you for that.
So, yeah, the actual content I brought in, had to scratch most of it. We do want to talk about Zombieland.
Zombieland. That's true. I just saw a movie today. I saw Zombieland 2 Double Tap. That is the colon subtitle of the movie. That's Double Tap. Yeah.
Is that like the social media thing? Or?
It's like it's a reference in the movie. It's like one of Jesse Eisenberg's 70 rules to surviving Zombieland. It's the whole double tap theory where if you shoot a zombie, you got to shoot it again twice to make sure it's dead. It's a double tap. Have you ever seen the first Zombieland?
I have not seen the first one.
No.
I'm not a big zombie guy, to be honest. I don't really intentionally try to scare myself with anything I do.
Yeah.
I'm more of like mindless humor.
Right.
The Office kind
of. So you wouldn't watch like a horror movie?
No, the last horror movie I watched was like Paranormal Activity when I was in like 7th grade.
Yeah.
And I never watched another one after that. Sorry.
It scarred you. It scarred you that much.
I haven't seen... We watched Toy Story right after to like kind of ease
up. Oh, I thought you were going to mention like I saw Paranormal Activity and Toy Story and those are the last two horror movies that I've seen. I couldn't tell that you were going with that was the comedic relief.
Yeah, no, it actually came out on my birthday, so...
Your birthday? Which one? Toy Story what? One? The original?
The original. I think that was like the early 90s.
Two or three? Mid-90s, early 90s? And we have Google. Someone look it up and text us. The original Toy Story, when did it come out? If you text us when the original Toy Story came out, we will give you a shout-out live on the radio right now. WJRH 104.9 FM, Wombology, live on the radio. We will give you just a shout-out.
Quick word from our sponsor. Shout out Will Murdoch if you're listening on the bus.
Will Murdoch, shout out.
Oh, I just got a text from a fan.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Don't lie. You don't have a phone.
The fan is causing some white noise. Can you turn that off, please?
That's a legitimate... Turn off the damn fan. That's not a swear. You can say that.
That's a tasteful swear.
That's a tasteful swear. Ad damn. That's my name.
Ad damn.
Ad damn.
Ad damn Bramstan.
Bramstan. Not my name.
And this is Blue Sky by Electric Light Orchestra.
No. We already played that song.
Oh, we did? Okay.
Don't you remember? That was a song we played with technical difficulties.
I got another text. Here we go.
Okay, let's hear the text.
Toy Story, November 22nd, 1995.
Wow. That's my birthday. I also got that same text, 11/22/95. Give it up. Who texted you that?
Mark Anderson.
Mark Anderson. And I'm going to give it up to... Howard Bramson, my dad, is listening to the radio. Howie, how you doing?
How you doing, Howard?
How are you, Dad? Wow.
Nice to hear from you.
Nice to hear from you. It's been a while. It's been years since I've heard from you. Me and my dad have an estranged relationship. It's been about 7 years since I last talked to him, but I'm really glad his first point of contact was to listen to my radio station and reach out with a fun fact about Toy Story. You know, that's pretty much exactly how I imagined it.
Thanks, Dad. So, yeah, that's my birthday, November 22nd, 1995.
You weren't born in 1995, though, right? When were you born?
1995.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
How would you still be enrolled here? That would make you 24. Turning 24. You're 23, turning 24. 11/22/95. That would mean you're turning 24 this year. You're in college. You're not turning 24.
24. Yeah, I'm 24.
Stop lying to the people.
A little more about me. I was born on November 22nd, 1995.
That's not more about you. You already said that 5 times.
I could really use this fan, Drew, but thanks for giving me that word of advice because it is really warm down here. And
dude, you're like visibly sweating.
Really
I see
bad.
It.
Yeah, really bad.
Are you okay? Like take your hoodie off or something.
No, I'm not wearing a shirt underneath.
That's fine. I mean, it's just me and you in here. Door's closed. Don't worry. And Brian straight up is not wearing a shirt under his hoodie. Wow. Bold move by Lenino. Bold moves only by Lenino in his first time on live radio. Gnarly mole on your upper left bicep. Oh, I've never noticed that.
Yeah, this one's
until
bad.
You just took your hoodie off.
I've been getting a lot of...
Maybe put your hoodie back on.
Yeah, put it back on.
Yeah, put the hoodie back on. Another bold move by Brian Lenino. He's putting his hoodie back on. Self-conscious about his...
My mole.
His mole.
On the upper left tricep.
Upper left tricep. Nothing wrong with that, really. Nothing wrong with that at all. Can't believe my dad gave me a shout out, huh? I was lying about the whole estranged relationship thing. I'm sorry, Dad. You're my guy. You're my guy. Love you, Dad.
Love you, Dad.
Love you, Dad. We did have a few questions we wanted to get to, right?
We did, yes.
Because I did post this thing on Instagram with a survey about people, you know, tuning in and asking questions. All right. First question. Let's see. This is the first time I'm reading these. Connor O'Donnell asks, what's your mother's maiden name?
Hartman, Connor.
Hartman?
Hartman.
Hartman, Connor? Hartman, comma, Connor?
Hartman for Connor, to answer Connor.
Oh, to answer Connor.
Connor who?
Connor O'Donnell. He used to go here, and he transferred.
Oh.
Poor kid.
That's too bad, Connor.
He's irrelevant now, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Where do you go, Connor?
I don't think he's going to answer you. Okay, cool. Yeah, no. It's a radio, so he can't hear. They can hear us. We can't hear them. That's how it works.
Okay.
Connor goes to Gettysburg. Great guy. Didn't really ask a question that would lead up to a good conversation.
Hartman.
Hartman.
German.
My mom's maiden name is Ermitage.
Really?
Ermitage. Yeah. Ermitage. Oh. Ermitage.
French?
No, it's Italian. It used to be Ermitagio.
Ooh. And they changed it on
I don't know if they changed it on Ellis Island. My family came to Chicago. I don't know if they came to Ellis Island first, though. Is that a thing? Everyone comes through Ellis Island?
They probably didn't have any planes.
Educate me. How does that work?
So I would assume their first entry point was probably Ellis Island.
Sure.
Being that there are no planes.
What do you mean no planes?
There's no planes.
Elaborate.
So you had to take a boat from Europe.
Why not take a plane?
Because they didn't exist.
Wait.
Mm-hmm.
What?
You didn't know that? Planes just started existing a couple years ago.
Like 2006?
1995.
Exactly. November 22nd, 1995. Also when the original Toy Story came out. Shout out Howard Bramson.
Three greatest things in the world. Planes.
The invention of planes. Brian Lee being born. And what was the last one? The original Toy Story.
Original Toy Story.
Wow.
So actually, probably a good time to talk about this. I took a DNA test, 23andMe. Back to the whole maiden name thing.
Did you really?
So I thought I was going to be like 50-50 Italian-German. Turns out I'm like 10% Italian, like 8%. I had Neanderthal.
Neanderthal.
Yeah.
That's a nationality? That's like an ethnicity?
No, I think it's just like...
Weren't we all Neanderthals?
No, some of us were... I think we started as Homo sapiens.
Isn't a progression, right? Like Neanderthals to Homo sapiens.
No, they mated with each other.
What am I now? Am I still a Homo sapien?
You probably have a lot of Neanderthal in you.
Oh, based on the way, because I have a beard and my long hair. That's really funny, Brian. No. Keep going.
That was good radio by me.
That was good radio by Brian Lenito.
So yeah, I had like some Neanderthal in there. West Asian.
West Asian? What's West Asia?
I don't know, to be honest. It's not very specific. And then it was like 15% French British.
West Asia? Isn't that kind of like, I mean, you know, people don't realize this, but like Russia, that's part of Asia.
Technically,
yeah. The Middle East,
the Caucasus,
that's Asia. Like Israel is technically part of the continent Asia. Is it? Yeah, because what other continent? It's not European. It's not African.
The Middle East is not a continent.
It's part of Asia. Therefore, I mean, Israel is West Asia.
It is west of Asia.
It's West Asia because it's part of Asia. You could be Israeli.
Wow.
You could be a Jewish brother of mine, huh? That's exactly. You couldn't have said it better, man.
Thanks.
Say that one more time for everyone.
Aleinu melech. I've been to you.
That was so disrespectful, by the way.
Was it really?
No, I'm kidding.
Was that?
I mean, I don't care. Some people would probably be disrespected.
Oh, sorry to those.
You know,
that are listening.
That's fine. I mean, I'll speak for them right now. We're all good. The Jewish people don't care.
Yeah, I've been to like
Baruch. Adonai. That means God. Adonai. Eloheinu.
Eloheinu.
Melech.
Ha'olam.
You're putting on an unneeded accent right now, but I appreciate it. You're trying really hard.
I went to a lot of bar mitzvahs in middle school. So.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a lot of Jewish friends growing up?
Tons, yeah.
Tons, really? Tons. So that's ironic because I am Jewish, but I didn't have a lot of Jewish friends growing up.
Did you ever feel kind of like an outsider?
Because I was like the only Jewish kid at the playground?
Yeah.
No, I mean, there were like three of us. You know, there was Sophie and Talia Grossbaum, these two twin girls are really cool.
Shout out.
Michael Kramer. Shout out Michael Kramer, this little guy. He stabbed me with a pencil in fourth grade. True story.
Really?
Yeah. Why?
Because you're Jewish?
No, he's also Jewish. That would have been hilarious, though. Yeah, no. I mean, cool. Michael Kramer stabbed me with a pencil in fourth grade. It was a stand-up joke written about it. Crazy kid.
Want to tell it?
No.
That's not the place?
That's not the place. Not okay, the place, okay. Not the time. I'll tell it another time.
Okay.
It's only episode two, you know?
Yeah, it's true.
I can't start practicing my stand-up episode two.
I might start practicing some stand-up.
You don't have stand-up. And then Joel Shulman, another Jew.
Joel,
yeah.
Shulman,
very Jewish last name. I honestly, thinking about it right now, though, those were the four Jewish kids that I grew up with at my elementary school. There's almost no one else. I'm really thinking about it.
Should I start rattling off some Jewish people?
Yeah, I want to hear some Jewish names.
Josh Rosen.
He's the quarterback for the Dolphins.
Josh Goldman.
Very Jewish name.
Jeremy Goldstein.
His dad's a lawyer.
Jeffrey Rothschild. Melbourne High School grad.
Wow. Dad owns a funeral home.
Does he?
I don't know. Rothschild and Sons? Sounds like it could be.
They were the ones that controlled the government, the Rothschilds.
The Rothschilds. I wouldn't know anything about that.
I saw something on like the Instagram ads the other day about the Rothschilds.
There was a pitching coach named Larry Rothschild. You used to be a pitcher, Brian.
Oh, yeah. Fun fact.
Do you want to talk about that a little bit? Brian Lanino, hey, because you did such a bad job introducing yourself, tell the people about who you are. You used to be a pitcher.
Still used to be a pitcher.
Will always be a pitcher.
Still a pitcher at heart. Yeah, I used to play a little bit of baseball here for 2 years. Injured my elbow.
Good old tennis elbow.
Good old, not quite tennis elbow.
Right.
But, you know, still drink out of the Gatorade squirt bottles to feel, you know, kind of like an athlete sometimes.
Couldn't be more accurate. I was in Campus Pizza the other night with my Gatorade squirt bottle. Brian comes up to me and goes, hey, can I have a sip? I said, sure. He took a gentle squirt of my Gatorade squirt bottle and says, wow, feels good to be an athlete again. And I said, yep. And then he looked at me and goes, water bottle tastes a little moldy, man. And I said, that's called character, buddy. That's called character.
There's some grit points.
Yeah.
Definitely give you that one.
What else about you, Bri?
Trying to think. There's not really anything too interesting about me.
Right. Come on.
Okay.
Sell yourself a little
so
better
here.
I've been
here. Trying to grow a beard.
That's accurate.
People can't see it at home, but I've been getting a lot of mixed reviews. So like a lot of guys tell me to keep it, but all the girls tell me I should shave it.
And who are you trying to impress?
Myself.
You're a guy.
That's true.
You ever think about that?
No. Never. I don't really think about myself a lot.
I mean, if you're just doing it for yourself, then it doesn't matter if the guys or the girls like it. Just do you, man, you know?
True.
That's what I do. I mean, people come up to me all the time. I'm not kidding, right? We had a party last night.
Whoa.
I know, whoa, college kids.
Sweet.
And I'm on the soccer team here, so it was obviously at the soccer house. And a girl comes up to me and goes, you don't look like you play soccer. Like, this is verbatim, word for word. She goes, you don't look like you play soccer. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm sorry. I do. She goes, you look like a hippie. And I was like, oh, yeah, because of my hair. She's like, yeah, you have super long hair. Hippies don't play soccer. And at this point, I'm just like, all right, I'm done with you. But she keeps going. You look like a hippie. Do you smoke pot? And me, not knowing the difference between a leaf of oregano and marijuana.
Marijuana.
That's what it's called? Reefer? Marijuana.
Yeah.
Not a pot guy.
Marijuana.
And she's just hell bent on telling me
that you are.
That I am. She's trying to tell me what I am. She's like, you're a hippie. You smoke a lot, right? You're not on the soccer team. And I'm like, I don't know you. Who let you in here? And then she proceeds to say she doesn't even go to Lafayette. She goes to Haverford College. She was visiting
Haverford College?
Yeah, Haverford. It's in Pennsylvania somewhere.
Haverford?
You've definitely heard of that, right?
I think my
Have you heard of that?
Haverford, yes.
Super small school, less than Lafayette.
Really?
Yeah, and she had the audacity to come into
the freaking house
that I freaking hang out at with my friends and say, hey, hippie boy, what are you doing here at the soccer party?
That's a clean radio insult.
That is a clean rate. I mean, I could dirty it up a little bit, but I'd have to send some bleeps.
You did say freaking.
Freaking. That's fine. That's a made-up word.
Is it?
Freaking? Oh, well, no. You could be freaking out.
Yeah.
We're using it as an adjective, though.
True.
Which, freaking out, I guess she is freaking out. It's descriptive, right?
Yes. That would be a non-possessive adjective.
Well. Anyway,
a little quick story here, kind of on that note.
Send
it. Me and Adam were in the city.
Oh my God, this is, I'm so, I had no idea you were to tell the story. For anyone listening, this is 100% accurate. Okay, Brian, go.
So we were walking down the street and
No. We weren't walking down the street. Tell it right. I was walking down the street.
I was standing on the street.
Right.
And then Adam reached down to tie a shoe and there was a bunch of people walking by and they just started giving him like dimes and like dollars because they thought that he was a homeless person. Remember that? Extremely accurate story that I just told.
That story happens all the time. Are we not going to tell the real story that happened? Or do you want to...
I don't know if that's tasteful
radio. It's not tasteful radio.
It was my 21st birthday.
It was your... Let's just say I was walking the streets of New York.
I was lost in the streets of New York.
And not with Brian. And it was Brian's 21st birthday. And I just happened to stumble upon him in the middle of the street. And Brian was having a good time.
I was having a great time.
He was having the best time of his life. A little too good of a time.
I never actually realized how ridiculous that was because...
It was absurd, dude. Of all of New York, I ran into you.
What is it, 30 million people?
I couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
30 million in New York?
I think so.
There's 300 million in America, right?
Yeah.
30 million in New York.
Did someone text that?
Yo, someone text either me or Brian how many people live in New York City. While you guys are thinking of that, we're going to play a song for you.
I'm going to go wash my face with cold water.
And then because you're so hot.
Yes.
We're going to play a little song for you. It's called Fox on the Run by Sweet. Enjoy. That was Fox on the Run by Sweet. What a good song. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Wombology with Adam Bramson and Brian Lanino. Brian, how you feeling, buddy?
Starting to feel a little better.
Yeah? Feeling comfy on the mic?
A little bit. It's kind of low for me.
So you are voice, arching your neck a lot.
Yeah, I'm starting to get a little bit uncomfortable. There we go.
Okay, he adjusted his seat. He's fine now.
A little bit better, but my neck's definitely a little arched. I've been told I need some more energy, so...
Who said more energy?
I don't really want to talk about it.
Okay. No, you're killing it, man. We're having fun. We're having a good time. He brought pizza, two slices of pizza. I ate some of the pizza during that song. It was good. It was a little soggy because you poured water on it and also walked through the rain with it.
Yeah.
It also wasn't meant for me, but Will isn't here, so... You know what? I couldn't care less.
He's not listening right now.
He's not listening.
I just said, hey, how's it going? He said, what? And then I emphasized it again. He said, oh, you mean the podcast? I said, yeah. He said, oh, I'm not listening. So thanks, Will, for listening.
Thanks, Will, for listening, not listening. Also, by the way, for the people, sorry, I'm eating pizza now. That's probably a rule of radio, right? Don't eat on the mic.
I mean, maybe it's tasteful. I don't know.
Tasteful. That was punny.
Right.
I thought you're good.
When I was in the bathroom.
Did you think of that? So you knew what I was going to say, and then you thought of it in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
All right, come on.
We're in the basement of this like really old building, and it's really sketchy down here, I'll say. There was actually someone in the hallway just rapping.
You're kidding me.
No.
Was it Kevin?
I don't know.
31?
No, it wasn't Poetic Kindle.
Poetic Kindle, Kevin Hutchinson?
Oh, we got a request.
What's the request?
And who's it by? Can you play some of Will's mixes?
Was it from Will?
No. That'd be funny. It's from Drew Jansen.
Drew Jansen.
I don't know if we have...
Are they radio appropriate?
I'm trying to think.
He has like a lot of house music.
I don't know. One of them has one bad word in it. I don't know if it's like a curse word or not technically. No, cocaine is not a curse word.
No, that's a legit...
That's just
substance.
A word.
I think we actually could play some of his music. It's on SoundCloud, right?
SoundCloud.com. D Pickles.
D Pickles.
Give him a follow.
Do I have to sign in order to listen to music?
Hmm. That would be not cool. Also,
no, I don't
in
think
the
I
meantime,
have to.
Anyone that is listening, feel free to connect with me on LinkedIn. I'm pretty close to getting that 300 plus thing.
It's 500 profile. Plus.
Oh, it is?
You thought that... Once you passed 299 and got to 300, that it would just say 300 plus?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 500 plus.
Okay.
You're 200 followers or 200 connections away.
So, yeah, all you 200 listeners out there that I know are listening to this.
100% listening. Add Brian Lanino on LinkedIn. I promise you will regret it. you see what I did there?
Don't really do much with my LinkedIn. It's just.
Do you need a job?
I have an interview tomorrow.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Wow. With who? That's awesome, buddy.
Cervello.
Mm-hmm. That makes me think of Francisco Cervelli. He was a catcher in the MLB.
Good guy.
So what's Cervello?
It's a
the big, serving industry?
Big data cloud consulting.
Big data cloud consulting. I dare you to walk in to your interview tomorrow and be like, hey, Cervello, I know all about you.
I know all
you're
about
big
the
big data,
data
cloud
you.
Consulting. That's it. Hire me right now.
Hopefully they're not listening. Because
they probably aren't.
No, I've been doing a lot of research.
I could almost guarantee Cervello Industries or whatever it's called is not listening
Cervello.
To Wombology College Radio.
Cervello and A.T. Kearney Company.
A.T. Kearney?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool, man.
By A.T. Kearney recently.
You're just speaking gibberish to me. I don't even know what these words mean. What's A.T. Kearney? No, it's I know what acquired
company.
Means.
Okay. A.T. Kearney is another consulting company.
So it's a consulting company.
That was acquired by another one, yes.
When people say they're a consultant, that just means nothing to me, right? It's such a blanket term. And I don't know if I'm the idiot or they're the ones that are just being super vague. But consulting, like everyone seems to be a consultant nowadays,
mm-hmm.
right? And yeah. I don't know if it's my immature, undeveloped brain that thinks, what's a consultant, man? You're just talking to people? But yeah. How do you actually generate revenue or money? Like how does that come from? It's literally just professional advice givers. That sounds like job therapists.
Yeah, pretty much.
Is that literally what it is?
Mm-hmm. They pay you to be consulted and advised. It's probably the easiest way I could put it.
And why are they the end all be all for advice? What makes them qualified to be consulted 24/7?
Big data, cloud research.
That was possibly the worst answer you could have given me.
Shout out Anna Buzzard. Just invited me to connect on LinkedIn.
You're kidding me. I wonder if she's listening or she just decided to add you out of the blue. Ask her on LinkedIn. Message her on LinkedIn and ask her if she's listening to the radio or that was just a one-off ad. The thing is, if she's not listening to the radio, that is going to be a really awkward text.
Yeah. I'm going to actually... So you know how LinkedIn has those like predetermined messages you can just touch?
Yeah, like, congrats on the new role.
Yeah. Or it's like, hey, how's it going? Let's catch
Anna
up.
Anna Buzzard just texted me.
Oh, shout out Anna Buzzard.
She goes, ha, 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 I'm listening. Wow. Shout out Anna Buzzard.
So we have four listeners.
For tuning into WJRH. We have four listeners. Wait. Who's guaranteed listening? Hope Gernert's listening. Howard Bramson, my father. Anna Buzzard. Who's fourth? Drew Jansen
and Mark Anderson listening
and
together.
And Mark Anderson listening together. That counts.
I wish they were listening.
Is Dahlia listening?
Hey, Dahlia.
Kelly Waldell is also listening. Anna Buzzard just texted me.
Hey, Kelly.
Hey, Kelly. How you doing?
Did you like the video of me and Drew singing at the talent show?
She's not going to answer that. It's a radio station. Yeah, it's one way. They can hear us. We can't hear them. I'm sure she loved it. What was the video?
It's me. Actually, I have it on my phone. It's me and Drew Jansen singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Okay.
We got another text.
Anna Buzzard, I think, answered for Kelly Waldell. She said, yes, she enjoyed the video.
Did she?
Yeah. I don't know. She said yes.
Tell me about it.
Again, Brian, this is a radio station, so we can't hear their answers. That's fine, though. I mean, should I go to some questions that I got on Instagram?
Yeah. I could do some more questions.
Wait, hold on. I actually got a really awkward request, but... You're literally slurping into the mic. Definitely rule number one, don't slurp. Ever.
Sorry, FCC.
FCC. What's the FCC?
FCC.
Is that like the Radio Conference Association? Oh, FCC rules.
Federal.
True. Listen to this request, okay? Minutes ago, you were talking about some video of you singing a song mm-hmm. for Kelly Waldell.
Mm-hmm.
I just got a request. Brian Lenino, will you sing that song live on the radio right now? And no, I don't want you to play the video of you singing it. I want you to sing it a cappella right now, live on WJRH. No, don't play it.
I'm just getting the lyrics.
You're getting in tune. That's Sorry, not that's the my, video, Brian.
That's my ringtone. Yeah, I just gotta get the lyrics here.
No, there's no lyrics. It's Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Here, you want to watch it while I sing it?
No, I want to watch you sing it right now.
You can subscribe to Wombology for $1 a month and get exclusive video feature.
That is true. We have a Patreon.
What's that?
It's a website where they can subscribe for $1 a month.
Make sure to like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe and comment and rate and subscribe.
And share.
And like and share and comment. And
subscribe for $1 a month.
Subscribe for $1 a month. Brian, sing the song.
Take me out to the ball game.
Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some popcorn. What? Popcorn?
Soda.
You don't do peanuts and Cracker Jacks?
I don't care.
If I ever get back to this route. Root for the Cubbies. Or anyone that's playing the Yankees.
They don't care if it's a shame.
For it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old baseball game. Give it up.
So, fun fact about the video, I was actually too afraid to go on stage.
Stage where?
At the variety show, the talent show.
Where is this variety show? Oh my god, this is you as a kid.
Yeah, I was like 5 years old. I didn't sing, I don't think.
Is that really you?
Hey, look, me oh on my the god. With the bowl cut.
Brian, you're hideous. you're an ugly little kid. Child. That's hilarious.
I was so miserable in that video.
Yeah, you look like you hate your life because of how ugly of a child you are.
I had a really rough childhood. Mrs. Syracuse made me go out on the stage.
Mrs. Syracuse, that was your name?
Yeah, it was my friend's mom.
What a jerk. The other two look like they're having a great time. You're just...
Drew Jansen was having a blast. Shout out Drew.
It's a pity party for you over there.
I think I might be crying in
you
the
and
video.
Your first baseman's mitt. Wow.
Fun fact, all three of those went on to be Division I athletes.
What was the third?
Devin Syracuse.
Devin Syracuse, and what did he play, baseball?
Lacrosse.
Wow.
Way cooler.
Is it?
I don't know. Do you want to talk about it?
I mean, what's cool, you know?
They all have long hair and cool names.
They definitely don't all have long hair or cool names.
Most of them.
Devin Syracuse, it's a dumb name.
That's a stupid name.
Yeah, your name's a place, so shut up.
Crawford Winstonworth.
Is that a name?
Yeah.
I thought it was Bramford Winston. You know, the
Bramford Adamstonworth?
Bramford Adamstonworth?
Is that Bramston Adam?
Bramston Adamsworth? Bram. It's Brian.
Yeah.
Good little back and forth we have there. Should we go to one of the questions?
I'll do another question, yeah.
Another question?
So that wasn't one of the Instagram questions. That was just a request.
Yeah, that was just like a texted request from.
What did you guys think of our singing?
Oh.
Cool. Yeah, thanks.
No. Hope said, all we can hear is you, Adam. I'm looking for just Brian's voice. That's sick, Hope. I'm so glad.
No one's been able to hear me.
No. People could hear you. It's just that I must have been out singing you, or I was louder or something, and it's not appreciated when my voice is heard. So that's fine.
So if no one can hear me the whole
time. The request was just for your voice. No, I can hear you, Brian.
Start cursing.
No, don't curse. Everyone can hear you. Oh. I was just singing too loudly. Wait, I ruined the moment.
Can you guys hear me?
Oh, my God. All right, let's do another question. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
What brought you, Brian, and Will together? You want to take that one?
Hmm.
Will's not even here. We're not together. Will's not here. But
we're exclusive, right?
Do you think that's what they were inferring? What brought Will, Brian, and Adam together in the form of a relationship? I mean, it could have been.
So I remember I used to debate on which superhero was the best with Adam and shout out Cal Reich.
No, it wasn't Cal. It was Julian.
Who's Julian?
Julian.
Oh, Spigner.
Spigner, yeah. Do you remember that?
Spigatron 11.
Spigatron 11. Freshman year in South, me, you, and Julian Spigner would debate on random nights about which superhero is best. Wow.
And which did we come to the conclusion was the best? 3, 2, 1.
Ant-Man. Ant-Man. Paul Rudd's Ant-Man is hands down the best superhero ever, because what's better than being an ant?
Being an Ant-Man.
Being an Ant-Man. Ryan, I couldn't have said it better myself.
So, the original ending of Endgame?
Yeah.
You heard about that?
What, with Ant-Man crawling into Thanos' butt?
And then expanding?
Expanding.
And then he exploded. From the inside?
Honestly, that's probably the best thing I've heard all day.
I saw that on another Snapchat news story.
Snapchat news is ridiculous,
so
dude.
So great.
It's just the dumbest thing.
Imagine
it's just a collection of, like, look at Kourtney Jenner's new Botox.
I saw one today. It was
It's like Bella Thorne posted a selfie today. Like, who cares, bro?
Justin Bieber confirms his sexuality.
Yeah, he's confirmed. Married to a woman. He's straight. Thank God.
After 15 years.
Yeah, we've all been wondering. We all cared enough for you to make a Snapchat update.
If you like to call in, we could talk about it. We'd love to hear about you confirming your
He could be sexuality. Listening. You know, he used to be a big fan of WJRH.
I did know that. I heard Usher, right? He like picked him up.
Yeah, Usher was listening to WJRH.
Usher, shout out Usher.
Shout out Usher.
Thanks for listening. You're the man.
You haven't dropped any hits lately, so you're kind of a loser.
Yeah, that song's good.
Yeah, that was like, that was came out in like 2004. Yeah.
That was the first album I ever owned, actually.
The song? Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it an album?
No, it was just the one
just
song.
Just the one song.
Yeah.
But it came on a disc.
Yeah.
And it played one song.
Yeah.
One track only.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a pretty good song. Honestly, that's a party anthem.
Yeah, it is. It's a good one.
Lil Jon's on that song. Lil Jon, Usher, and Ludacris. What happened to those guys, man? Ludacris is still in like movies and stuff.
Yeah.
But I feel like the three of them.
Usher.
I mean, Lil Jon, did he ever make music?
Didn't Usher like host? Well, I don't know. Do you really consider Lil Jon's music?
Yeah. That was a little John reference.
That was good.
Yeah, I can't do it. No.
What? You ever seen the Rick James?
What? Yeah.
Rick James one? That was good.
Rick James is great.
Rick James one. I meant the Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle, Lil Jon.
That's a good one.
Parody. He also parodies Rick James, though.
That one's good.
And Prince.
And we can't talk about the Rick James one
because there's a lot of swears.
Lots of swearing. Shout out FCC.
Shout out FCC.
Federal
Communications Conference. Yeah, FCC.
Yeah, FCC. You guys are here. Thanks for listening.
Should we do another question?
I'll do another question.
All right. Benji Grassi asks,
Benji, what's up, man?
How do I listen?
Benji, so if you're listening,
so if you're listening to this right now,
what you're gonna want to do? Actually go on the website.
Yeah, you go on wjrh.com and then you click live radio.
And then put in all of your credit card information and subscribe.
Or you can just text me your credit card information.
And your last four digits of your social security.
Can I ask a serious question?
Yeah, you want to know my social security number?
Later.
Okay.
Like if I were to give you my social security number, right? Would you even know what to do with it?
No offense.
Yeah.
Probably wouldn't want your social security number.
Oh, right, because I'm a homeless person.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, that's fair.
Do you have one?
Legally?
Legally,
no.
Everyone does.
Legally, no.
I feel like if you're born...
Well, technically, I'm not a recognized human being. Right, because I was born in a box.
On the side
and there's
of
no, there's no actual, how do I say this, written records of me existing, right? Citizenship is just like... You know,
it's just a mindset.
It's not even a tangible idea to me, right? Nor are ideas tangible. They literally aren't.
Unless they become fruition.
Fruition.
Then they become tangible.
Tangible. That's fair.
I've been reading a lot of thesaurus in preparation for this.
You've been reading a lot of singular thesaurus. That's like saying I've been reading a lot of book.
My head is filled with synonyms and antonyms.
All right, let's play a fun game.
Synonyms.
That's not. No, let me finish the...
Okay.
All right, I'm going to say a word, right? And you're going to have to come up with a synonym. And then I'm going to have to come up with a synonym.
Okay.
Right? And then we'll just keep going back and forth until there are no more synonyms.
How does the bleep button work again, just in case?
The bleep button on the swears?
Yeah.
So basically, if you say a swear word...
It'll erase
time. I just have to click this red button, and it'll erase the past 4, 8, 12 seconds.
Of time.
So time, but don't swear for longer than 12 seconds, because... Don't do it. Don't do it. Because then I can't erase that much back, you know?
True. All right. I'm going to think before I speak.
Synonym game. I'm not going to give you words that have swear antonyms. Or
I'd be surprised how many I could come up with.
You know that many?
Yes.
All right, ready? I'm going to start off easy. Happy. Starting off easy, Brian. Come on. Happy. You just read a thesaurus.
Joyous.
Jubilant.
Can you use it in a sentence, please?
I am feeling extra jubilant today.
Happy.
Nope. Not a synonym.
Antonym?
Also, you want to say an antonym?
No. Is it an antonym?
It's not. It's the example word.
Okay. Jubilant. J.
Can you spell it?
J U E.
Yep.
B.
Yes.
E I.
Yes.
E L I E A N T. Jubilant.
Oh, you missed the second T.
But everything else was right? It's like a French word, right? It has a lot of those E's and U's. Jubilant.
Yeah, that's fair. Someone just texted me, dude, what? Happy is a synonym of jubilant. He was right.
Yeah,
to explain that dumb text, here's what happened. I said...
Love you, Dad.
I said... Love you, Dad. I said, we have to come up with synonyms for the word happy.
Jubilant.
And Brian said... Happy.
Oh, so you're saying jubilant.
Jubilant is a synonym of happy.
You were proposing.
Yeah. But you can't say happy is a synonym of happy. Exacerbated. Is that the new word?
That's all. I think that means happy.
The word exacerbated means
bleep.
It sounds like bleep. Yeah, that's good. All right. New word. Let's do antonyms. Thanks for that.
You're welcome.
No, I appreciate that. Why don't you do antonyms? Kelly. Come up with a word. Did Kelly text you?
No.
Oh, okay. I don't even know if she's still listening. Anna Buzzer doesn't text me. Come up with a word.
Sup.
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 Sup. Sup. Oh,
no,
the word
no, that's
sup.
Not the word. I'm going to get a good one.
Prism. Prism, not prison.
The word prism, P-R-I-S-M.
That's going to be really hard.
And we're doing synonyms or antonyms?
Whichever one you could come up with.
Okay, well, we'll do synonyms because what would be the opposite of a prism? Synonym for prism,
an A-prism.
Shape.
Would be the opposite.
An A-prism? Shape. That's a synonym, right? For prism? A prism is a shape.
It is a shape.
Okay, but you
a
go.
Shape is not a prism.
Don't say that. Don't talk to me like that.
Triangle.
And the Yankees lose.
Have you seen that video of
David Ortiz? Wait, there's a remix of that?
I would love to play it, but I don't think that's possible.
Hey, should we play some of Will's music, by the way?
Oh, D.Pickles on SoundCloud. D.Pickles.
You guys are in for a treat.
This one's good.
I mean, you really are. There's not much better than Will Murdoch's music.
I like Fisher a lot too.
Fisher, is it a song? Oh God, this can't be him.
That's D-Pickles.
D-Pickles. Okay, there we go.
New pick. He rebranded. No, I don't think that's him either.
Is there another D-Pickles?
I appear so.
Jeez, why? What's his name? What's his photo?
D. It's him in a hat in Barcelona.
Okay.
You'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
Is there
about.
A space in between?
Yeah. Dot space.
Dot pickles. Space pickles.
D dot space pickles.
It's literally.
Capital D.
Capital D. I don't think that's going to make a difference. Do you really think that's going to make a difference?
Icebox. The song is called Icebox.
Capital P?
Capital P.
Dude, I really.
He's lowercase not, I C L E S.
Yeah. C L E S?
Oh, I forgot the K. Sorry.
Okay. I thought we were on to something. But no, he spelled it right. D dot pickles.
Here, wait. Just look up Briballer. Plugging my own SoundCloud for those that want to follow.
Briballer.
B-R-I-B-A-L-L-E-R.
Yep, no, I know how to spell. Briballer, there you
Me
are.
Me with a guy wearing a penguin suit and an astronaut.
There's it looks Will. Like he changed his name. Vivili Claus. His Will Murdoch on SoundCloud. Vivili Claus. Totally listen to it.
It'll make a lot of sense when you hear the song.
And what song are we playing from Will Murdoch?
I don't know. What do you guys think?
They're not. It's a radio. Call
Icebox.
In.
Okay, Icebox.
You want to listen to Icebox? There's no swears in it, right? Because we could get fined.
No swears.
No swears?
Wait. Naughty?
What about
not a swear?
Naughty's not a swear. Not in 2019.
Psych.
Psych. All right. You are about to listen to Icebox.
Exclusive.
Exclusively on WJRH Wombology. Icebox by Will Murdoch, also known now as Vivili Claus. Formerly known as D.Pickles.
Sweet.
Here we go. This is Icebox.
Welcome to Icebox, baby.
Psych.
I want you to go deeper.
Wow, what a banger.
Absolutely certified stinger.
WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. Wombology Radio with Adam Bramson, Brian Lenino. And you just heard arguably the best song ever played on this radio station.
WJRH.
It was Will Murdoch's hit song, Icebox.
Exclusive. A completely unbiased opinion is that is definitely the greatest song ever played on this radio station. Let us know what you guys think section below.
Yep. That's it. That's all the time we have. That's 8:01. We're actually over time right now.
Oh, thanks for listening, guys.
Thank you for listening.
Love you guys.
Should we play another Will Murdoch original as we fade out?
Fade out till next week.
Fade out till next week.
See you next Sunday.
See you next Sunny. Sunny.
Sunny.
See you on the sunny Sunday.
Flip side.
Catch you on the flip side.
Don't let the door hit you on the
That's it. You almost had it. Keep going.
The way out.
Seriously. We had a great time with you guys.
Love you guys.
And thanks for listening. This is Will Murdoch's I Want You to Dance. Billy Claus. I Want You to Dance. And we're good.
Love you guys.
Love you guys. Bye. Cocaine.